Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast this morning. Thank you for taking time to tune us in today, and trust we can be a blessing and a help to you this morning as we get before the microphone and try to get in the Word of God today. And of course, this is Mother's Day, and we want to say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, and appreciate you, and thank God for it. Amen. Good to be saved this morning. Trust you're going to have a good day in the Lord, be in the house of God this morning. I invite you to be here where we're members at here at Mountain View Baptist Church. Brother Kevin Norton's a pastor here at Tryon, and hope that you will come today and be in the service. Don't have a church home, you come. Might be where the Lord wants you, and just come this way. And especially if you're not a Christian, we urge you to come to the house of God this day. It might be a good day for you to get saved and get your heart and life straightened out with the Lord. Now, the only one that can do it, and that's the Lord. You can't do it yourself. You done tried it. You can't do it. You tried it, and it failed, and you faltered. But if you get born again, it's not you that liveth, but it's Christ that liveth in you. And that's what will make the difference. Somebody said, don't want to get saved till I can live it. Well, you'll never get to where you can live it as a sinner. But if you get Jesus in you, the hope of glory, I tell you, you will be able to live a Christian life and live for the Lord. The rest of your days be the best life you've ever lived. And so it's a joy to be here this morning. Thank you for taking time. We'll send out to the shut-ins. I sent out Brother Cecil Parrish this morning. Hope it'll be a blessing to him and others that are not able to get out and be in the house of God today. Trust it'll be a real blessing to your heart and to your life today. And so you be in church this morning. It's Mother's Day. But most of all, it's the Lord's Day. Amen. And so you be in the house of God today. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Pray for our nation today. Our nation needs prayer. A lot of you need prayer this morning. We know that there's only God that can help you, and He's the one that can. And put your trust in Him, and He'll certainly have His way in your life. You'll trust Him this morning. Father, as we bow in Your presence, Holy God, we thank You for the day. Thank You for the Lord's Day. Now that You've let us come once again to the throne room this morning, You stepped in through the blood of Jesus. Lord, thank You for listening to us. Thank You for access. Thank You, Lord, for Your sweet presence, that You've always been there. And I thank You for that. And I pray You bless every need in radio land today. Every heart needs help. God, touch those today that are suffering, those, Lord, that are not able to be in the house of God. Pray Your special blessing upon their life and their heart today. Lord, we love You. Thank You for all You've done, what You're going to do. And Lord, for our nation, I pray, God, that You'd speak to our nation, speak to the leaders of our land. And Lord, speak to the people in the land. And may it be a time of turning back to You somewhere, even individually in churches. Lord, would turn their hearts and their lives back to You. And have Your will and way in all that You do. We'll praise You in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, we're going to have some songs this morning. Hope it'll be a blessing to you today as we look at the songs. And I'm glad there's the Lamb that shed His blood. Amen. It's always a blessing. You listen as they sing. Thank you. they'll get in, and that's through the blood of the Lamb. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, went to Calvary, paid our sin debt, and made it possible for everybody in this world to get saved. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Now I'm glad it's everlasting life this morning. Amen. Hope you enjoyed that. Have another one now. Hope it be a blessing to you as you sing. Amen. Well, it's good to be saved this morning. Trust you again. Make plans to be in the house of God today. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 5 this morning. Matthew chapter 5, a scripture the Lord's laid on our heart for the day. And Matthew chapter 5, the teachings of our Lord. He's always got something that we stand in need of. And here in Matthew chapter 5, the Sermon on the Mount, he's talking to his believers and to the saints of God, the disciples there. And he's giving them some things that they need to know in this Christian life that we're living. I'm glad the Lord knows what we need today. Amen. He's well aware, because he was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. And he knows exactly what we're going through with today. Matthew chapter 5, the Bible said in verse 13, "You're the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick." And find a place here. "And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Now, Jesus here is talking about salt. And I want to just take a few moments today and talk about the light that is shining through our lives, letting our light shine. There's a commandment that Jesus gave to his disciples, and it's good for us today. We're to let our light shine. And light and darkness is a vast difference between the two. And yet, there's teachings that Jesus gave about light. And, of course, we know that when Jesus was here, he's the light of the world. He was the one that shined brightly. His life and his influence shined so brightly. And then he said, of course, while I was in the world, I was the light of the world. Now, we know that is a fact today, that he was the light of the world while he was here. But then he made a statement there. He said, now you're the lights. You're the lights. I left you to shine. We're the one that's supposed to shine. And what a privilege it is to represent the Lord Jesus and shine and in the midst of a sinful world today. And the word let your light so shine. That let means to permit, to allow the light to shine, to permit it to shine. What's got within us, what's within us, we're to let our light shine, our influence daily, reflecting the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let the world see what Jesus has done in our lives. And it's not what we've done, but it's what he's done through us and for us and what he's done with us. And so it's not I that liveth, but it's Christ that liveth in me. In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. And so we're lights today. We're the light of the world. And the light is derived from the sun. Of course, reflective light is derived from the sun. And of course, our light is derived from the S-O-N, the Son of God. He is the light that shines through us to those around us today. What a blessing it is. And he talks about the light, of course, here, letting our light so shine before men that they might see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. We're not to get glory of our light shining. We're not to get that glory. It's because of him. We have no light, and we have no right to take glory for the light that's shining in our lives. But it's him. It's always him. Everything is pointing to him, the Lamb of God. That's to get all the glory because he's the Son of God. And so he talks about light. How do we let it shine? Well, the Bible said here we're to let our light shine by our good works before men. That's the duty of the children of God today, is to let our light so shine before men. That's what he said in verse 16 of Matthew chapter 5 here. Let our light so shine before men. And so there's men and there's people that are looking upon us today, and they are expecting something from our lives because the profession that we made when we got saved, we, of course, are supposed to let our light shine because of what the Lord has done in our life and saved us by his wonderful grace. And so there's the light. How do we let it shine? By our good works, by what we're doing good, by what we are doing to glorify the Lord Jesus with, and not to derive the glory from it, but to give glory to God. And that's what our light is shining. Folks sees our light. They see our lives. They understand that we're professing to be children of God. And our duty is to shine before men that they might see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. We don't have to get the glory for it, but he does. And so how do we do that before men? By our good works, doing good. Because of a Christian life, because of the convictions, and because of the love that God has placed within us, and that we're to show the world around us what the Lord has done for us, how we respond out of things around us, how we participate or not participate in things around us, is letting our light shine before men. They're looking at us. They're searching for something that's real this morning. So if we got something that's real, our light will shine before them. And so how do we do that? By our good works, by doing good. beloved in this life today, because we're the Christians that's in this world. Jesus is gone. He's not here except within us. He's not walking through the land today. And that we're the walkers in the land today. We're representing the Lord Jesus Christ. And so why do we do that? Why do we let it shine? First of all, in verse 13, because we're the salt. Because the salt shines. Because the salt has influence. And he likens it, letting our light shine, as the salt that's influencing and putting things around us. So we let it shine because we're the salt of the earth. The characteristics of salt are found there in the first 12 verses of that same chapter, the characteristics of salt and how that we let our light so shine. And it affects us so tremendously that we have the child, a son of God, in our life today. And so because our response and things that folks see in our lives and how we respond to adversity, how we respond to temptations and things that's going on around us and why do we let it shine? Because we're the salt. Salt creates thirst. When we have such an influence upon the unsaved today that don't know the Savior, and brother, when they see what the Lord has done in our lives, and it creates a thirst in them, and that the Holy Ghost can use to draw them to Himself and draw them to Jesus, and so there becomes that thirst. They want what we have. Because we are saved by the grace of God. Nobody wants a defeated life. Nobody wants a depraved life. That's not desirable in the world today except by the world. But when the Holy Spirit of God puts us in the vicinity of those that are unsaved around us, and we begin to live before them as a Christian lives, and they begin to see how good it could be to be saved, brother, we create a thirst in them, and they desire to get saved by the grace of God. Then the sweet Holy Ghost comes along and brings conviction upon that life and uses the life that's around them to show them the need of a Savior, and the sweet Holy Ghost will draw them unto Himself. No man can come unto the Father except he draw. He could come to Jesus except he draw him, and we're drawn by the Holy Spirit of God. And that, my friend, conviction comes by the Holy Ghost of God. So you see, why do we let it shine? Because we're simply the salt of the earth. We're the one that belongs to the Lord. Our name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We've got the testimony that we're saved by the grace of God. And so we are the salt of the earth. And the salt, of course, is a seasoning. It's a preserver. And when we let our light shine before men, my friend, we put out a flavor, a sweet-smelling savor, my friend, to draw men to the Lord and let them see what the Lord's done in our life today. So why do we do that? Because we're the salt of the earth. We're the influence around us today. Your neighbors are looking at you. Your friends are looking at you. Your coworkers are looking at you, and they look at us, and they see what the Lord has done in our lives. And of course, we're to let that light shine, and we're to be the salt of the earth. Don't lose its savor. There's a way to lose the savor of a salt. That salt can lose its savor. We'll deal with that in just a moment. But we come down to the next thing now. When do we let it shine? Well, there's only one thing for the light to be known by, and because there's darkness around it. When the light shines, it means there's darkness. Amen. And so when it gets dark, that's when we let our light so shine. And you say, preacher, it's a wicked world out there today. It's a dark world out there today. Yes, it is. And that's when the light shines so brightly. I mean, just a simple light can make such a profound difference in the darkness and the surround around that darkness and around that light. And so we're to let it shine. shine when it gets dark. And brother, when it gets dark, it shines and gives light into all the house. And of course, the world, the Bible said that the world loves darkness rather than light, and because their deeds are evil. They can hide the things that they're doing today. But I tell you, when the light shines, it shines brightest when it's darkest. Amen. So we've got a privilege and a responsibility today to let our light shine in this wicked world that we're living in today. No, you weren't born in the wrong time. You were born at the right time. You just want to have it easy. And you want to have it easy and not to have it rough, because they don't like the light that's shining into them today. But listen, that's what we're here for, is letting our light so shine before men. And so we do it when it gets dark. Brother, when darkness is there, the light shines. And what an influence it is. It's a revealer. Light reveals things. It reveals things in our life. Of course, every day, the light shines upon things, and it shines upon the world around us, and showing them the difference between light and darkness. And so the world don't like light, but I tell you, that's what the light is for. It's not to back away from those around us, but they need what we can show them today. And so when we do that, it's when it gets dark. Amen. It's when it gets dark. And so listen, not only that, but look at something else. How long should the light shine? As long as there's darkness. As long as there's darkness, the light's supposed to shine, brother, not to be dimmed by things in our life, not to be dimmed by perverse things that arise around us. But I tell you, as long as it's dark, we're to let our light so shine. You say, how long is it going to stay dark? Until the Son of God comes back and gets us. Amen. And brother, listen, this world's going to need the influence of every child of God until the Lord Jesus comes back and brother gets us in the rapture of the church and we go home to be with Him. How long, preacher? Until there's life, no life left upon the earth. As long and brothers, we're here, there's life around us, we're to let our light shine. Amen. So listen, there's something else I want to notice before we close today. What could make salt lose its savor? Exposure to the elements. Just exposure to the elements, the things of this world. And today I can make that salt lose its savor. Amen. Listen, that light is to be protected. A salt is to be preserved and put in a container that will help to preserve that. Listen, what can do that? A long exposure to the elements can make the salt lose its savor. What's it good for then? Well, the Bible said just to be cast out and trodden under the foot of men. Nobody puts salt that's lost its savor on their food. It does no good. It may look good, but it's lost its savor. It's had too long of exposure to the elements, and it's lost its savor. No longer have the influences there. How many today in this world has lost their savor? How many today have lost their influence because of their ungodly lives and because of their exposure to the sin elements of this world? And the Lot did exactly that. The Bible said Lot vexed his righteous soul with the filthy conversation of the wicked. And brother, when it was over, Lot didn't have any influence with his family, didn't have any influence in the world around him, but he vexed his righteous soul. Somebody said, well, Lot wouldn't save. I beg you to differ with that. He said he vexed his righteous soul. He was a man that was saved by the grace of God, went down to Sodom and Gomorrah, and brother began to participate and to listen to the things around him. He vexed his righteous soul with a filthy conversation of the wicked. It doesn't pay for a child of God to stand around and participate in the filthy conversation of the wicked that's taking place around him, and because you'll lose your savor, and you'll lose your influence. Amen. You'll lose your tastiness, and you'll lose your salt, a flavor, and my friend, no good except to be trodden under the foot of me. And that's exactly what this world does when we lose our savor.
favor. And brother, they don't think anymore to trot upon us, and they don't have any respect at all for us. And when we are so influenced by the things of this world, that we cannot no longer, we'll no longer have the light and the savor that they need to be an influence upon them. Thank God, there's a way to keep your savor, to keep your saltiness. Amen. Stay in the things of God. Brother, have the protected environment around you. Stay in the house of God. That's what the church is in the world for today. Brother, is to provide the help that we need to keep our savor, to keep our saltiness in the world today. And so, my friend, listen, letting our light shine, what a privilege it is. That's the reason our light is so desperately needed today. And the mothers of our land today, letting their light shine, that's influencing their children. And my friend, to live for the Lord Jesus Christ, and brother, be what they ought to be for God. Well, I see your time is gone this morning. God bless you, is our prayer on the next Sunday at this same time. Amen.